Taxation is theft.
Please, at least leave us alone in our living room.
My job is to find the truth.
Double the taxes.
I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Triple the taxes.
This is an IRS agent's dream.
If you think that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourself.
Beautiful, lovely taxes.
Sorry, but I don't do taxes.
Did you see the memo about this?
The government is a greedy piglet.
Just leave us alone.
Do you know what Ralph just said?
The roads.
You boys like Mexico?
I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
Wait, I saw the video.
Which one? Hang on a second. We're going live. I muted you for a second because I didn't know if you were gonna say something inappropriate. Not inappropriate, but something that the NSA shouldn't know.
Yeah, well, of course, no, man.
Oh, they already listening anyway. Muted or unmuted?
As long as these cameras are on.
Right, or your cell phone in your pocket.
Right, man. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but what were you saying?
No, I was just saying that I saw your Wildstar showed me the video that you posted up the other day. I don't know if it was on what Instagram.
Which one?
I guess it was a promotional video for your campaign, but it was legit. It was that you killed it.
Was it the all my cuts from like the debates?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I was like, hell yeah, you're going out there doing it, dude.
I'll tell you, right now is the right time. For you to steal the presidency. You know, the time is better now than ever before. So, shit, hopefully we'll be able to pull it off.
Yeah. Anybody who's, where am I even watching my, man, fucking Facebook. Oh, there it is. If anybody's watching, it's not telling me anything anymore. If you're watching, tell me if the audio's coming in clear.
They're shutting
you down, man. Yeah, I don't know. Facebook's... And, like, I've been on a few streams over the last week, and, like, Facebook's been messing up. People are saying the stream's not working. They can't watch it.
Yeah, I've been hearing that, man. You same thing with YouTube, bro. Something's going on. Something's fishing with the internet, you know?
Well, so one of the guys I work with, he's in New York. It's kind of funny because, like, he lives in New York next to the office, like a couple miles away from the office, and he can barely connect. And I'm down here in Mexico, and I got, like, a perfect connection up there.
You got a nice, pretty, perfect screen, no pixelation.
I'm telling
you, all serene background and shit.
But
you got the jungle in the background.
Right.
Yeah, it's nice, man. But I think he said he has Verizon, and he's like his internet connection is out, and he needs it for work because everybody's supposed to work at home, but New York is not letting. Those companies send servicemen out to the houses to fix the internet.
What?
No, they're keeping the streets clear.
So you're supposed to work at home, but if your internet goes out, you're fucked. You got to wait till the end of the purge.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Wow.
It's stupid, man. This whole thing is messy. And there was I heard a guy who was it? There was a guy who said that his he was talking to a doctor, and this is, I know it's like one of few, there's going to be like doctors with differing opinions, but one doctor basically said like, what they're trying to do is slow down the infection rate with this lockdown. But he's like, if you don't have 100% lockdown, it's completely ineffective. Cause what's going to happen is, let's say you're locked down for 3 weeks, 21 days, right? And on the 20th day, you have one guy who's either an essential worker or he's you know, just not following the orders, and he goes out and he gets infected on day 20, and then day 21 and day 22, and now
it starts the process.
Now the lockdown is over, and everyone's okay. Go. Yeah. Now he's back in the mix, and the whole thing starts all over.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, man, this shit is pointless. It's not going to stop it at all.
All
you know, and it's not going to kill the fucking virus. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah, it's just shutting down the economy. It's putting us all further into debt. It's making us closer to the point where they can evict us from our own property and, you know, whatever, make us work harder. It's fucking stupid, man.
Well, the precautions they're taking aren't necessarily anything that's helping the public or helping humanity strive or helping the country or anything, really.
Right.
Humanity in general is kind of getting screwed over.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things that actually would have helped, like, so a lot of people have been comparing the U.S. to South Korea, and they said South Korea, the reason they got so far ahead of it was they just tested, like, everybody. And the U.S. was, they had a company, there's, you know, obviously, if all these other countries have tests, there are tests out there. We just didn't have any because the FDA wasn't approving them. And there were companies even in the U.S. that were making them they weren't FDA approved. And it took them like weeks before they said, okay, fine, let's skip the FDA approval and just let people use it. And it's like, it's like that was weeks that the government was preventing us from having access to at least information to know who should be on quarantine, who shouldn't.
Right. Exactly. That's how you know it was a well-planned out scheme. to disable us and basically imprison us in our own homes.
Well, I mean, not only that.
Worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, but I mean, how do we know that these tests are even valid?
Right, exactly. I don't even trust their tests.
What are the tests involved? Does anybody know what the test actually is?
I saw.
Right, do you take a test to prove positive for that you got the flu?
It's multiple
choice. You know what I'm saying? Or that it's not allergies and shit.
Yeah,
no, it is allergy season too. And shit, I've been hocking and sleezing and all types of shit. You know, my eyes been watery and all of that.
Yeah, but, well, I mean that's interesting because like I don't like that's the thing, right? The test is not to like pull your blood and stick it under a microscope and see if they actually see that virus, right? It's always right. Like put it in a test tube and see if something changes a different color. And it's you know, what happens if you know, something else caused that to change the color, or what happens if you know, just in your particular case it didn't. So like, for example, there's some tests where they don't test for the actual virus, they test for an antibody in your blood. And so So if your immune system is not creating that antibody, you're going to have a false negative because the virus is still there, but the antibody isn't. So, so yeah, that's a good question. Like how are these tests?
Faulty test. I mean, even a faulty test, I mean, there's tests that fault all the time.
Yeah.
Now nothing's 100%, you know, foolproof. So it's like, how do we trust and prove these so-called tests?
You don't. I don't understand why people are even turning to trust the government at all at this point. I mean, they've proven that they are untrustworthy beyond belief.
Yeah.
So, but people, for some reason, because they're that, they've established this base of false security. You know what I'm saying? False sense of security. People rely on it.
They wrote the book. They wrote the book on what is good and what is bad.
So therefore
they must be all knowing and all powerful. Well, so you shared this video, I think today, where it was like a group of kids hanging out at a beach somewhere, it looked like, maybe Florida.
Yeah.
And then the cops rushed up on them, and it sounded like they were tasering them and like all of a sudden, but they were trying to break it up. And the first thing I noticed was like, none of these cops were wearing masks or gloves or anything.
Right. Supposedly there is a epidemic in the country, and they're supposed to be, you know, practicing this social distancing, yet all of the cops were all around each other, you know? They all been tested?
Let's try to break it up from 6 feet away, at least.
It could be one of those essential workers, you know, that's infected, or whatever, that has the coronavirus. That sounds so bad. See what the media has done to us? They've, you know, put all these terms and words in our language to make us converse about this in such a way that it has a negative connotation to it, you know?
Yeah, like
it's not an infection, you know what I'm saying? Shit. You know?
What about even the word you just said, essential versus non-essential workers? That that creates like a class divide. Like, I'm more important than you because I'm essential and you're not.
Right. It's already started. You know, you got cops out there putting posts on social media talking about how they have special privileges and rights and authority now, more authority because of this. And it's like an authoritarian's wet dream come true, having this much power over an individual. So if you get stopped by the cops now, you know, which they can do for a multitude of reasons already before this, but now they have no reason at all. But right, they can use that as a guise to now scrutinize you or harass you even further. Hopefully not, but like you pointed out, in Miami Beach, abusing us as well. You know, it's already started to where they're using excessive force just to impose their will upon us. You know, there's no right against us being free, going outside and living life happily, but yet they codified that behavior, you know? So how do we take it back?
I think that's like a perfect example though of, you know, cause we look at, okay, you get a ticket cause you didn't use your blinker, right? And you've got like people who are like, oh, it's for our safety, because if you don't use your blinker, someone's getting get into an accident. So it's all for our safety. It's not about money. It's for our safety. We know it's about money, right? But like that example in Florida, like if it was about safety, they would have had gloves on. They would have kept their distance. They would have tased them from a distance at least, and been like, the rest of you are next if you don't go home. Because I mean, how far does a taser reach?
Use bullhorns. You know what I'm saying?
It's
anything, man.
Spray pepper spray. It's not about safety at all. They just wanted to kick some ass. They were like, I'm feeling big. I want to kick some ass.
Right. Exactly.
That's what it was.
Yeah, did you see in the video they started to shoot at the ground? But like, and it's automatic weaponry.
What, is that what that was?
Yes.
You see that?
I heard it and I was like, that sounds like automatic gunfire, but that can't be.
Watch it closely. There's about two of them with high caliber weaponry shooting down at the ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. See, and I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist, and I didn't even see that. I didn't even believe what I was hearing, man.
Man, you gotta watch the whole video. Not only are they shooting at the ground, they're cussing at people, they're not wearing masks, they're not wearing safety equipment, they're, you know, they even tackle a kid to the ground.
Not socially distancing.
You know, they tackle a kid to the ground, and again, the cop who did the tackling, or the officers who were involved in that tackling and taking down that one student, or spring break or whatever, he wasn't wearing any protective gear either.
Right.
And he was making direct contact with people.
Direct contact.
If they're slamming someone on the floor, or they're, you know, taking someone down, there's probably going to be some bodily fluids at some point making direct contact, right? And wouldn't you be, if this is such a serious case, wouldn't you be aware of that situation?
Right.
You know, wouldn't that be the wrong way to handle that situation on top of that? I mean, even if this was for our safety, pulling out an automatic weapon,
mm-hmm,
and
you're safer if you're dead, trust me.
Yeah, and shooting at people's feet doesn't make anybody less fearful, doesn't make anybody feel safer. It's just them, it becomes a dick contest at that point, excuse my language, but, you know, yeah. it's being forceful without the rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah. I'm trying to pull this video up right now. I'm gonna see if I can get this on screen, so we can show this to everybody. Let's see here. Oh, you motherfucker! Not now. I'm gonna unload you.
Yeah, you might have trouble loading that video now.
No, it's still...
you don't have to rip it before it's gone. It might disappear into the ether, but you know, before all of this is over, you never know.
All right, let's see. Okay, here. All right, so You guys can't see it unless you're watching the live stream, but...
Hey, get out the way!
Okay, so all these cops, like, running around, trying to grab someone.
And listen to their language. They tell us to be respectful, you know, not be profane, you know, and exhibit restraint, but yet they do none of the above.
Right. Well, okay, so there's this one... Okay, so this part where this girl comes in from the side, I can see like the dust coming up from the ground, like there's bullets hitting the ground.
Now watch, you'll see a guy like this.
Keep watching.
Shit, I can't see you. Hang on. What'd he do?
Yeah, he'll have it up in the ground, up in the air, shooting down at the ground like this, and it's got like two big rolls or something.
Oh.
It's coming up.
I see him right there.
And then the end, it's a lady cop walking towards the end, and she's struggling with it, and then she finally puts it, and then she starts shooting at the ground.
That's what I'm looking at right now. Are you sure these aren't like rubber bullets or something?
They don't sound like rubber bullets. And even if they are, you know what I'm saying? Rubber bullets can maim. And
yeah, they can.
Those are against the law, you know? So even if they have those to shoot at people, that's extremely serious.
Dude, look. This literally happened just now. As I'm watching this video, it says this content is no longer available.
Oh, there you go. Wow. There you go.
Hold on, let me reload and see if that's
the lockdown,
like.
Dude. Lockdown.
No. There it goes. I can still play it. It's just Facebook glitching.
It's gonna continue to get that way. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram.
I mean, they tried to send your video the other day too.
Which one?
The one that we put up, the one that we recorded in the park, you know, and we were talking about how this whole situation is kind of like scaring people, and they put that little notice at the top. That,
yeah.
You know, that they were going to be, YouTube was going to be filtering certain
Yeah, that's shit. What I received a notification when I was posting this video of us at the park. Pretty much just showing how people were continuing their normal lives and how we should continue to do that also. And I got a notification saying because of this whole COVID-19 thing that they don't have human personnel there to review videos, and it's being done automatically. And because of that, your video could possibly get deleted, even though it may not go against the TOU, the company, community guidelines or whatever. So they're telling you your video may get deleted, even though, you know, nothing may be wrong with it. But if it's being done automatically, what kind of algorithm is picking and choosing these videos? You know what I'm saying? Or which videos is in particular, you know? Because I'm pretty sure if I was uploading some, you know, bullshit videos or ones that were going along with the narrative, I wouldn't have to worry about that.
No,
you know,
sitting there telling people to stay inside and
of course
obey the law, and stop putting people at risk. I mean, that shit would have gone viral. Everybody would have seen it.
You know what's crazy, and this is how I know they're watching me, of course, because not only because I ran for office, because I'm just a rebel rouser altogether, you know. But after we shot this video, shortly after they closed up the parks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they shut down the parking.
So now if you go to the park, they have a gate around it, so you don't have access to the parking lot to uninspire those people.
Is that all like, did they put up a new gate or they just locked what they had?
No, the gate that was already there. You know how nighttime, daytime come, you know,
that's what they did during that government shutdown when they couldn't agree on the budget. They actually paid people to put up fences around like all these memorials. Like, oh, we don't have any money. You can't come see the memorial because who's going to pay for it to just sit there while you look at it?
Right. Yeah. But they got enough money to pay people to put up these gates.
Yeah.
Those are expenses, and those are coming out of taxpayers' pockets. You know, when, right now, they're not even coming out of taxpayers' pockets. You know, they're coming from the from the cabal of money masters. Yeah.
Yeah, the future taxpayers.
Evil core.
Yeah.
Evil core.
Yeah. Man. What was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you something about a video. Shit, I don't know, man.
I got a million of them.
He's posting them all day on his.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, what's funny is I was already doing all of this before all of this happened, and it's a bit exhausting and shit just to kind of like have to continue to make content and all of that just to keep people informed. But yeah. It's like,
yeah, right now it's like, man. You got to make so much because there's so much going on and people are like, there's a lot of people getting bad information. So it's really kind of up to us, right, to make sure like everybody's, you know, kind of up on things. Cause yeah, there's so much bad information going around. Yeah. So much like.
Before it exploded, I did my best to kind of like calm the curve, so to speak, before it had happened. But a lot of people, they don't pay attention to you until it's too late. A lot of people, unfortunately, it's just like that, you know.
It's that whole it's the whole prevention versus the cure thing, right? Like nobody cares about, you know, what they're eating until after they get like diabetes or cancer or something.
Exactly.
Right. And then it's like, oh, and then sometimes their doctor will tell them, yeah, you should eat healthier. And sometimes out of that, an even smaller amount will actually listen.
Yeah. But this is getting all blown out of proportion, and the saddest part is people are allowing the same tactics of fear mongering to succeed. Not only the people that are in the know, because you have, you know, some people like us that are aware of what's going on that are still being supportive of, you know, of the establishment. It's like, okay, I know you're a sellout. But the people, the other people that you see kind of like from before turning a new leaf now. For instance, the social justice warriors, you know, they used to be against authoritarianism and, you know, police brutality and all of this other stuff. Well, now look at them. They're saying, stay at home or else you're going to kill us. You know, it's like, I protested with you and now, you know.
Right.
You're the same people telling us, it's like the government has pushed people to stop straddling the fence. Now you really are on one side or the other. You know what I mean?
And this is interesting because, like, okay, I want to Google this right now, actually. How many people every year does air pollution kill? Air pollution kill in the U.S.
I mean, car accidents, man.
100,000. Now, well, this is the reason I say air pollution, right? Because if you're worried about the coronavirus, you're worried about, you're going to go out there and you're going to breathe something in and it's going to kill you.
Right.
Exactly.
Do you think if they didn't have this lockdown, and even if like people weren't running around with masks and everything, do you think 100,000 people would be killed by the end of this year?
Oh yeah.
from Corona?
No, not from Corona, but from something else.
Right, exactly. Right. And that's my point. Like, you have more of a risk of breathing air pollution by stepping outside and dying than you do of Corona, and yet they don't lock us in our house and say, "Oh, you can't go outside because of air pollution."
Right.
And they've created this, like, it's just so weird because, okay, so I also wanted to say this, that, okay, the British are coming. The British are coming, right?
Yeah.
How many of those Americans do you think were like, oh, we can't fight the British today. It's a cloudy day. There's too much pollution. It's going to hurt my lungs.
Straight up. I know. I'm pretty sure there were pictures of them running around with bandanas wrapped around their faces.
If there's going to be bullets flying in your direction, you put on armor. If there's going to be gas coming in your direction,
I don't care, you put on a mask. Blood was running from my eyes. I'm still going to be out there fucking challenging the system, the machine, and saying you got to go, because most likely your ass caused this. You know what I'm saying? For instance, with the air pollution in China, I've seen pictures and videos where the smog was so bad, people can't even put their hand in front of their faces and see it. You know what I'm saying? It's that bad, the air quality, the air pollution that you were talking about. You know, I'm pretty sure that a lot of those people came from China, you know? Well, we're not working together on a worldwide scale to keep our air clean, even though we share this big-ass fucking fishbowl together. And it's like, if China isn't doing this part in polluting the air or the environment, what is America doing? You know, it's doing that times 10 also, you know, in other ways. Shit, polluting the water with oil and, you know, the oil spills. Fluoride in the water, chemtrails.
Nuclear weapons testing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got HAARP up there, HAARP, people don't on, yeah, exactly, the list goes on, it's so sad, but America has done its fair share, so we can't point the finger solely at China and say they done, and they did this is the Chinese virus.
And what's interesting, too, is like,
you guys were working together.
Like, this is what gets me about that, like, It always becomes like this, like this war of nations, right? Like United States, the policeman of the world, has to go to the government of China and order them to order all of their people to follow certain laws to clean up their environment. Right. That's like the perspective. And it's like, no, maybe if we, you know, I mean, most Americans, if you ask them, would you rather have clean air or dirty air? They would say clean air, right? I would think most of the Chinese would say the same too. And if we share that information with them on, you know, hey, here's some strategies or, you know, whatever, and encourage them to use a free market solution to clean that up, that's going to happen. Because ultimately, I mean, that's created so much cleanup.
Yeah, we got to use, we can't rely on the government channels to help us create that connection with the people of China, with the people of Russia, with the people all over the world. You know, it's like
we should be doing that on our own.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they created this wall, this barrier where we can't even communicate through this internet that connects us all.
I think that's an illusion. Like, I think we can bypass that because it is an illusion. Like, okay, so
we
for
gotta
example,
bypass it.
You have to. Like, I was talking to one of my friends in Uganda, and he was talking about how Facebook dropped the feed. It says,
oh damn,
it says it's waiting to reconnect.
Hi, NSA, how are you doing, Facebook?
Oh, there, right. It popped back on.
He said hi.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's recording. It's recording anyway, okay. So we can re-upload it. But
wonderful.
So I'm talking to him about what's going on there, and he said the government came in and shut down their markets, and so the government is now picking up the food directly from the farmers and delivering it to like the little local corner stores, which is basically like, you know, you have neighborhoods and then somebody owns a house and they turned it into a market, and because of all this, the prices are going up. So I've been having conversations with him about how do you fix that problem? How do you bypass that? How do you go straight to the farmer and pick up the food and deliver it door to door to your neighbors to make sure that it's safe? You're not spreading the virus if it is there, which, you know, they've only had a couple cases so far. But so you're not spreading the virus and so that you're making sure that people are because the food is there. The farmers are still producing. What they have is a distribution problem, right? And right. I don't know how to solve that distribution problem because I don't understand exactly how their economy is fixed up. But I'm trying to get that conversation going because I don't think because of the system that they've been living in, they don't have access to like different ideas about how to try things. So I'm trying to get that conversation going and see like how can you bypass the government and figure out a fix to this that's better than the government, you know, basically sending their army around to try to do everything and then ultimately end up costing everybody anymore. And that's the other thing. We're talking about a nation of people who are living like day to day. We're like Americans are used to living, you know, a couple weeks by a couple weeks, paycheck to paycheck. These people are used to living day by day, paycheck to paycheck. Like, right. they make about $5 a day, and at the end of the day, they take that money to go buy food, and now they're being ordered to stay at home and not go to work. Same thing. And, like, that's really screwing things up. So, what's the solution to that? And their jobs can't be worked at home, most of them.
Yeah, so, it's we gotta overthrow our governments worldwide. I mean, this is it. You know what I'm saying? Power to the people. We gotta take back our people power. You know, we've given them. We were just talking about this, man. The power that they have is invisible. You know what I'm saying? It goes no further than us complying with some order that they've made, and them having the consent to impose that and enforce that upon me or others. You know, we've given them that authority. So because of that, they go and pick up guns, you know, or batons and shields or whatever the case may be, and they just do their job.
While we surrender ours.
Right. And meanwhile, we surrender ours. Instead of looking at the bigger picture that we are the majority, we are the 99%. And we have a lot of guns too, you know? And all we got to do is tell them, you know what? You're fired. I don't want you having that job anymore. Yeah. And I know that's going to be very difficult for those people to hear, because I'm pretty sure people like Donald Trump, you know, don't want to have his power taken away from him, you know, and be dethroned. I'm pretty sure the Queen of England don't want to be that way, but it's going to take that communication with us with one another, wherever you are, to start talking about how we can build this network somehow, some way, right now, because we can't wait. It's like integral.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it needs to be a network of the people, not a network of the governments. Like we should not have international diplomacy through governments. We should have it through ourselves.
Right.
We should be forming international communities amongst ourselves with all kinds of, and it's totally possible with the internet. But so you're talking about how, you know, we surrender our weapons and they have all theirs, but we're still a majority. What's interesting is there's this question. It's a very uncomfortable question that nobody wants to answer. Now you'll see cases where it's happened, right? You'll see there was a big case in Indiana. There were several in Texas. The one in Indiana, here's what happened. A cop went into this house without a warrant. The owner of the house shot and killed the cop.
I remember that.
And the judge ruled in favor of the homeowner, saying if somebody comes into your house illegally, it doesn't matter what kind of costume they're wearing.
Right.
Now here's the question.
You think that's still going to apply?
What's that?
You think that's still going to apply?
During this martial law that we have, probably not.
Right.
They'll be like, oh, but well, it was different conditions. That would be the government's argument. But here's the thing. Like, even if we weren't in this time, if you were, and I've asked several people, when is it okay to shoot a cop? And nobody wants to answer that question. Because it's like, if the cop's sitting there raping your wife, is it okay to shoot him? Well, they don't.
People have this misconception of what law and what right is. There's this line where they're confused. Just because something is a law, or just because something is what they tell you it is,
right,
doesn't make it right. It's just like, you know, I brought this example up to him before. It's like, all right, so, you know, back in the day when slavery was still a law, you know, when it was still a part of the economy, everybody thought that was okay. Did everybody think that was right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because that was a law, that was right? No, it wasn't. It was fucking terrible. You know?
Well, what we've allowed is our authority figures to be able to determine what's
right and wrong.
What's right and wrong. Right.
Right.
And again, who are the authority figures? Who do you serve? You know, and if you don't serve we the people, then you got to be removed. You know, you got to go. It should be as simply put as that. But people are afraid to even do that. They're even afraid to vote. You know what I'm saying? to remove them from power. You know, they still go along with it, even though they know they don't serve them any good, Republican or Democrat, you know. But it comes a matter of us shifting the mentality, not only here, not only around the world, but definitely here in America, with getting back to the ideal of what is free, or, you know, what is considered freedom. Who is free? I think that concept has become so far-fetched to Americans that, you know, depending on who you ask, that definition can change severely. And that should be the most fearsome thing to Americans, because we should have a defined, expression of what freedom is, and that's the liberty of the individual, you know?
Right. Yeah, because absolutely, because you have, if you ask anybody in America, are you free? Most Americans will say yes. Just without even thinking about it. They don't stop and think let me think, what does freedom mean? Do I have that? No, it's just, yes, we live in a free country, I'm free.
Really look around
like us. we've actually thought about it and come to the conclusion that no, we're not. But what's interesting too is if you ask us, we'll say no. A lot of us will say no. Almost as instantly, because we've already come to that conclusion. And I think that's really what the government does for people, is it gives them the opportunity to not have to think for themselves, right? Oh, you know, don't worry about figuring out what's right from wrong. We'll figure it out for you, and we'll just give you the book. And this is the book that says everything that's right and wrong. And if you can't read this entire book because it's written in some fucking language that nobody can understand, hire a lawyer. And if you can't hire a lawyer, go to jail.
But it has a lot to do with what my man said. It's the moral and ethical application of the law. You know what I mean? Yeah, the legality of it.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. In reality, it's just there to control us.
At a point in time, it was legal to own another person. Yeah. You know, it was lawful to or unlawful for people of different races to be married. You know, who's determining, again, these laws? Okay, because if it's not we the people, then it's a rule, you know, that's being imposed on us by a ruler. Rules are for fools. I'm no fool. You know what I mean?
Man. What's funny?
Let me get this out real quick. If you could shift the mentality, because what you were talking about coming together, we don't even need that government structure. We can use the internet. Like you said, I'm actually building a website, wildstar.world, to circumvent the government. Because if we build a website, we build this online community where we're all connecting. Who is the government to say it can't belong there? Who does the internet, who owns the government? You know, the internet. There is no government of the internet, but we've allowed ourselves as an individual to be subjected to their authority just because we use it in a certain country, you know? So if we built that online community, and then, you know, refuse to go along with any of their laws that they impose upon us online, you know, then what authority do they have? Except for, again, if we allow them to have it on us, over us.
Right. And I was going to say, like, you know, you talk about segregation. And I remember, like, when I was in school, they taught us government ended segregation. But nobody ever gives government credit for starting segregation. Like, nobody ever, like, recognizes that, like, no, like, before the government said it came in and said, okay, everybody can use the same schools and everything else, it was the government that said, nobody, you guys have to be separate.
Right, exactly.
And then they don't really teach us that part of it, right?
That's the thing too, though. Like that's super far fetched as well, because like it's like segregation hasn't ended, and that's very fucking clear. I mean, segregation is like a division of a class, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we have lower class people, we have middle class people, we have high class people.
Nope. Now we have essentials and non-essentials.
Now it's essentials and non-essentials. We have a ghetto and we have a rich. You know, that's what I'm saying. These segregations never fucking went away. They just gave them a different name. Right. That's all they did. It's just
expanded
like
expanded them.
You know, that's all they did. They changed the language to make people feel a little more comfortable. That's all they did. You know,
and that's the other thing too. Like, because you know, you talk about like the upper class, like. That they still exist, they're still very real. Those are the congressmen and the senators. Because think about it, when nobody has to work right now, like most people don't own their homes, and like a lot of people say, I own my home, but like they still got like 50 years left taxes on their mortgage, and they got their property taxes. Everybody's in debt, but not the people running the country. Not them and all their friends.
In their pocket.
Yeah. And how did they get so rich? Where'd all that money come from? It came from us.
Right, like, exactly.
They say, like, yeah, those same people try to point us at the corporations, right? And say, oh, it's the CEO of Amazon, the CEO of what? It's those people.
Right.
They control Congress.
They are the fucking corporation.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's like, what's even more offensive about that is like, okay, Amazon made a shit ton of money because we went to them and said, hey, here's my money. The government made a shit ton of money because they came to us and said, hey, give me all your money.
Exactly.
From the moment
you're born.
Yeah. And people buy into that shit and say like, oh, yeah, but it's the corporations that are bad. But yeah, they're bad. But look at the fucking people who are stealing money right out of your pocket. And you're not mad at that?
See the bigger picture.
Because they wear a fancy business suit, you know, they're cleaned up when they do it.
It's for the children. They tell you, when they rob you, they say it's for the children.
I brought up this point, and people that have that defense, you cannot use that any longer because they don't even care about your children enough to have them stay home. Also, they've suspended schools.
No education.
So, and they get no education. They don't care about your children's education. They don't care about...
They suspended some of the stay-at-home schools.
Are you fucking kidding me?
How the hell can you suspend a stay-at-home school?
It's like a
when you're telling people to stay at home.
That's fucking insane.
It's not like homeschooling. It's like an actual I guess it was a charter school or something, and so they suspended that school. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna do that the next time I rob a bank. I'm gonna say it's okay, it's for the children,
right?
Don't worry, I'm giving it back to the people.
And people will say, okay, here you go, you know.
Hey man, I'm gonna need all the money. But I'm gonna give it back to the people. Don't worry,
right?
Don't worry about it.
I said, please.
I said please.
I filled out this nice form of paperwork so you knew exactly how much you were giving me based on
a suit and tie.
Exactly.
I only want 18%, exactly 18% of what's in the vault because that's the current tax rate. That's all I want.
I'm just taking what's mine.
Plus benefits.
Plus benefits.
It's insane, man. Shit. So what else is going on with the what other kind of stuff are you seeing out there with the lockdown?
Well, they got a curfew.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were imposing a curfew after midnight. We've seen a few cruisers kind of like posted around the neighborhood. You know, they're already kind of like surveying the land and positioning themselves.
Been a lot of helicopter activity too.
Lots of helicopters. It's crazy. The mayor of Los Angeles has now cut off the water and power to non-essential businesses. So
shut down the parking lots like we were talking about.
Shut down the parks.
Wow.
Lots, stuff like
parks
that.
Parks and recreations, all
beaches.
That beaches.
Just and again, if this is public property, you know, stuff we paid for, we can't even use it anymore. They're telling us that it's no longer ours, it's theirs. And they're using the guns that we paid for to, again, impose their will upon us. When are we going to do something? If you don't realize your throat is being stepped on right now, wherever you are in the world watching this video, then, you know, you're going to be forever lost, because it's up to people like us, you know what I'm saying, that are sacrificing by putting ourselves on the front lines to defend our freedom and liberty, you know, and yours is included in that. You know,
we're trying to document a lot of these things that are happening, like, you know, spotting the cruisers, or just, you know, just the other day we started calling around just to see, you know, what sporting stores are open, mm-hmm. what, you know, ammunition stores are open, just to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And majority of sports and outdoors locations are shut down.
Yeah, they've been closed. In certain areas, they've been shut down completely. Like, yeah, here in Fresno, the majority of them have been scared into going along with the establishment. There's only a certain few that have chosen to, again, exercise their freedom by remaining open. So they've been making appointments only, and, you know, they're doing their best to kind of just still stay afloat somehow, some way. But I found out that I was going to make a video to show how first time, you know, gun buyers could actually get a gun right now. And I was told by the shops that, you know, they're not allowing videotaping, anything like that, you know, not only for safety reasons from before all of this, but before this, they were told that if something happens in the news, or they've had times where something have happened in the news, and, you know, the information that they've provided has gotten, you know, changed up, and the messages changed, and, you know, they've just been exploited to show people how it's anti-gun. And so the anti-gun people have made the gun people skittish and a bit angry also. I've seen gun owners where they're like, fucking first time gun owners coming in here and pissing me off.
Yeah, I saw that guy.
Thinking you can, you know, just buy a gun immediately. You know, it's like just lashing out. That's not going to get us anywhere when it comes to uniting. You know what I'm saying? The activists, you know, conspiracy theorists or whatever the fuck, anonymous activists or whatever, telling other people, well, I told you so. We've been, you know, connecting the dots for you for so long. Now, you know, fuck you. It's like everybody still wants to go along with dividing each other some way. Yeah, exactly. It's like you're still going along with the programming somehow, some way. And it's like they got us battling over semantics and got us going frantic over nothing, you know, because the coronavirus really is nothing.
Divide and conquer.
Yes. And that's how you can tell this was all a psyop. One of the most successful psyops ever executed in the United States. Shit, in the world.
In the world.
You know what I'm saying? They've done it, you know, to where they have us all crawled up in the hole, like, you know, little scared.
Tell
cats.
Us what to do next.
Yeah, exactly. And tell us what to do
what
next.
That's what we
were
talking about earlier too. Is that it's not just a couple of states thing. It's like a global thing.
Right.
Like everybody's being affected by this.
Yeah.
Right. You know, all governments yeah, are having lockdowns.
Where's the religious people? All the people that claim to, you know, have faith in God, and God will take care of it.
Dave,
and, you know,
those
Jesus
people
will save us. You know,
those people have even because I've seen, you know, a lot of people are criticizing, like, you know, you've got the hardcore atheists that are always talking shit about Christians. But so they posted that some of these churches were saying, you know, stay at home. And, yeah. you know, it, because of this and like, you know, they're making fun of them because they're like, oh, why don't you just pray it away? But it's like,
right, exactly.
But like, but yeah, it's like they're all a part of this and they're all playing into it. And it's right. like, it's
you gotta let all of that go, man. Stop all of the separation. Realize what's happening to us. We're being overthrown. Our freedom, our liberty. We're being enslaved, you know, on a mass scale.
Literally, people don't this goes back to the debt, man. Like people think because we don't have like shackles around our wrists and there's nobody, you know, cracking the whip on us, they think we're like this doesn't look like the slavery that I saw when I learned about slavery. It's right. not. But if you think about what is slavery at its core, it's making people give you their labor. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's stealing labor from people. And when they force all of us into debt, that's exactly what they're doing. Because how do we get out of debt? How do we make sure to pay the man so we can keep the roof over our heads and pay the man so that we can continue to eat? And you know, all these things, because we can't grow our own food because that's all been banned. Right. You know, how do we do that? We have to work. We have to work. We have to work. And we have to work for them so that they, you know, they can make more money and they can exploit our labor for very low wages. That all happens because we're desperate for jobs.
Right.
Because we're in debt. If none of this were there, and this is the biggest problem with this, I think this is actually why this is a really great opportunity for us to point this out to everybody, is under normal circumstances, anybody should be prepared to lose their job and be able to survive for at least 5 years. Because you might have an injury that prevents you from working and you have to stay at home, or you'll be in the hospital for 5 years, or you know, you got to take care of your sick grandmother for 5 years. Whatever it may be, or the economy shuts down because of this global virus, whatever it may be, you should be able to survive. And all you need is a roof over your head and some space to grow some food. You can take care of yourself completely. That's the bare necessities. That's not Netflix and going out and clubbing and all this other shit, but that's the bare necessities. And nobody in this country has the ability to have that except for the people who control us. Everybody else, we got to work. We have to. We're treading water, man.
In the agricultural industry of California, of pretty much the world.
And California,
the nation.
I got to figure out how to tie this in, because there was this story that came out for the last year. The state of California or Riverside County has killed 1.2 million birds, that like chickens and turkeys that private owners had in their yards. And they say it was because this virus that was going around, which it wasn't dangerous to people at all.
We talked about this. I remember that.
So that that's going on in California. And those people are now forced to stay in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a huge supply of their own food that's gone because of the government. And now the government's telling them, you can't leave your house. You can't work to get money to go to the grocery store. You can't even go to the grocery store. You used to have a bunch of food, but we took that away from you.
Oh, but we'll leave your grocery store open.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to figure out how you're going to pay for it.
Exactly. We'll send you $1,200.
Yeah.
You know, we stole from you a long time ago. Right. $1,200.
It's insane, man.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, what's crazy about all of this the most is what you pointed out, people's desire to want to provide for themselves, you know, to be able to earn a living. And it's sad that we've let the economical system of servitude enslave us by way of the dollar, you know. So we can free ourselves economically if we start looking into, you know, currencies like cryptocurrency, you know, shift economically and start building our own wealth here to where we don't need their money over here anymore.
Well,
you
know? I don't think that's as big of a problem as the debt, Because, I mean, like, they you could switch to a different currency and maybe they can't control that currency, but if they can trick you into debt in cryptocurrency, you're still going to be in the same situation. And if they can trick you into thinking, like, you have to pay property tax in crypto, you still got to pay that property tax or they're going to take your land away from you and your house away from you. You're going to be homeless.
That's the thing is that who is the one calling the debt? You know, if it's the house and you spent your money to build the house, then you're the owner of the house. But, right?
And that's the thing. It's just like we were talking about earlier about when people say, but it's the law. It's the law that you got to pay your property tax. And if you don't, they're going to take your house away and no one's going to feel sorry for you because you didn't follow the law.
Right.
And that's the fucked up thing, because one person standing up to, like, you know, 20 cops trying to take their house, that's one thing. And you can look at that and feel fucking terrible for that person. But when all of the fucking neighbors are standing around taking the sides of the government, saying, well, he should have just let them rob him. I don't know what his problem was. I don't know why he didn't just give them everything he had. That's where the big problem comes in, because all those other people, if they stood with that guy, the first person to have his house taken away over property taxes, the government wouldn't stand a chance. And that would fucking break them. And that would teach them, no, you don't come around here and you don't pull that shit. We're not standing for that.
But again, the debt. So if you say, hey, I don't owe them that debt because I never created that debt. They created that debt in my name. They did it to you too. We need to start pointing that out more so to people of the world. They've created debt in our name.
You mean the national debt? Have,
huh?
Like the national debt?
The national debt or even our personal debt that we created. Who do we owe that money to? It's a lot of that, for instance, with student loans. It's been proven that Sally Mae and Freddie Mac, which is now Great Lakes and Navient, you know what I'm saying? They changed their names because they were found to have, gave out predatory loans to people. You know, so they were committing fraud, they were committing illegal activity, and they never went to prison for it. They just paid a fine, and that's it. But who'd the fine go to? The government, you know? The same people that we pay and, you know, put them in charge of these departments. So if they're so-called subdivisions of the government, you know, and under their scrutiny and, you know, supervision, then they're either failing at doing their job correctly or they're in cahoots with them. And it's safe to say that it's the, you know, the latter, you know, because just look at all of the embezzlement cases and everything over the history of time that's come out in the news. You know, it's been proven that crony capitalism is pretty much the corrupt nature of the game. And that's just the way that it is. So if we can point out to people, they never worked for us. The debt that they created isn't ours. The debt, our own personal debt, is again not ours because it's been hyperinflated, you know? It's criminal, it's fraudulent. Then why claim it? Why claim the debt as being real? So we need to let go of that mentality altogether. Just look at pretty much the criminal activity that's been happening around the money alone, and hold those people accountable first, and that'll fix everything else. And so I think, you know, you as a candidate and me, we did our best to kind of point out the nature of the Federal Reserve and, you know, the monetary system, how it works, just to kind of connect the dots for people. But it needs to be done on a broader scale, indeed.
Absolutely. Man, well, let's see. How long have we been on? This thing doesn't tell me. Oh, yeah, it's been about an hour. I want to give you guys an opportunity just to give a plug or a shout out, whatever you want. Go for it.
All right, for sure. You can go first if you like. I've been talking this whole time.
You know, support these guys because, you know, support your small businesses, support your independents.
Right.
Support the people that need support, not the corporations and, you know, elite heads that you guys seem to bow to. Also, just, you know, for once, if we really want to do something, if we really want to change something, put all this divisive shit aside, you know, stop dividing ourselves and hating each other with our race or with our beliefs or with our fucking politics or with our, you know, our this whole class divide bullshit. Put it all aside, come together and realize that there's one fucking common enemy between all of us. There's one fucking enemy. Yeah. And that's these goddamn people who are pulling the strings way above us. All right. Way above the bank systems, way above all that bullshit, you know, realize that there's one enemy. And if we want to take our freedom, our home back, take it back and stop asking for permission for it.
Exactly. On that note, there's an image that comes to mind. I don't know. It's a pretty popular picture that's been circulating around the internet, but it's like a chessboard and it shows all of the people of the world like underneath holding it up. And then there's like, you know, four guys sitting around it and they're like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's the representatives of the shadow government, you know, the puppeteers that have been pulling the strings. We got to cut those strings, stop being puppets, stop letting them call the shots for us, because it is that simple that if we just stand up as one, united, truly, and let them know that we are control, you know, that you are subject to our authority because we gave you your power. You know, we gave you your money. You got your wealth off of the blood, sweat, and tears of me. Not only me, you know, as a worker in this economy, as part of this working class in this service-based economy, you know, but my ancestors as well. You know, it's got to stop. And we gotta create a new government. It's that simple. Like the Declaration of Independence says, if we don't like the government that we have, you know, just say to hell with it and start over. But you have to know what that takes. I think they probably should have wrote that in there. You know what I'm saying? You right. have to know what that takes, because this is a piece of paper and these are just words on a piece of paper. But you have to bring these words to life. You know, and so you got people like Thomas Paine saying, give me liberty or give me death. I can read those words and all I can do is bring them to life, you know, and at this point in time, that's what we need to do. We need to resurrect, you know, the spirit of what it means to be free here in this country, especially in America, because if we want to be worldwide leaders, it starts first with us showing an example to the rest of the world that this is how you do not accept authoritarianism. This is how you get rid of a oligarchical, you know, government. This is how you get rid of tyranny or a tyrant. You know, we have a tyrant in office and we are allowing him to create, make our country become this fascist, prejudiced regime. It's happening right before ours and we have people bending over and taking it. Get your ass up. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass up. You know, Governor Wildstar is telling you, get your ass up. Okay? And so is President Bourbon. Shit, tell him.
Man, I want to go back to that question. When is it okay to shoot a cop or a government employee? We used to have guillotines and tar and feathering and whatever. That shit needs to be written into the law, man.
Hell yeah.
When is it okay? So we can point to all them and be like, says right here.
Yeah, you commit treason, I get to do this to you. You know what I'm saying? It's coming with the territory. And you know what?
And creating the new government, I love what you said in your video about, you know, claiming your sovereignty, claiming that you have no authority above you other than your creator. You know what I'm saying? If more people live that way, then, you know, think about how much more beautiful, of course, it would be, especially here in America. But, you know, when it comes to us claiming our title as having a role in this revolution, you are the president, man. You're the president of the new world, and you have to claim it. You are it. You've already been sworn in. You know what I'm saying? It's a matter of being that that representative of the people, by the people, and for the people. So I when people ask me, why do I call myself Governor Wildstar? I say, because I govern myself. I have no authority that governs over me. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And that's the truth. Truth be told, let any other person argue that, then we got a problem. You know, I don't give a damn who you are. So, shit, my mama raised me, my daddy raised me, and I respect them for doing their job. You know, but at this point, I'm my own damn man. There's nothing they can tell me about what happens in my household, what happens between me and my wife, what happens between me and my child, my family, you know, how I pay my bills. And we're allowing that to happen by fucking people we pay and put in power. You see what I'm saying? We've given them that power over us. Take back your power. Shit, power to the people. Fuck all that shit. Wildstar 2020. Oh, better yet, I forgot. See, I'm still pitching the damn mayoral campaign. Well, hey,
Keep on campaigning, because 2022, yeah. 2024, just keep it going, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Yes, keep building it up. Keep growing your movement.
I'm like I said earlier in the video, I'm building this network online, wildstar.world. That's going to be the new website. So pretty much check it out. Bookmark it. It's coming to you soon. I don't really want to talk much about it. You know what I'm saying? It could be because I just kind of want to build it, put it out there. And
you're going to have to tell me about this offline.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We shall.
For sure.
But I want people to get ready for that, because it's got to happen right now. It's got to happen in 2020. We got to open up our eyes. 2020 vision, y'all. But I am going to keep running for office. I am planning for running for governor here in California in 2022 as a Republican. As much as I would love to run as a libertarian, you know, I think they're a bit dysfunctional here in California. And I need some solid structure to actually work with. So I'll be running as a Republican, but I'll be running as a Republicrat, one that is standing for, you know, liberty and still promoting the message of libertarianism. But
awesome, man.
Of course, always you people can connect with me. I'm always going to be Governor Wildstar activist, liberty activist. So connect with me on governorwildstar.com. It's still there. Hit me up and let's bring about this revolution. All right.
Awesome, man.
Pardon, real quick.
Yeah.
April 1st, I'm having a powwow in Fresno. I'm promoting everyone, anyone, everywhere, because here in California, there's a shelter in place order. But it's also been, we have National Guard being deployed here in the state as well. California, Washington, New York, get on board with this, all right? We need to rise up together and say no. Go out in the streets April 1st. Have a good time. Go out to your parks, your beaches. Claim your property. Claim your freedom. Please, God Almighty, I beg of you all, wherever you are in the world, shit, just go out April 1st, April Fool's Day. Let's act a fool. And have a good time and, you know, peacefully and civilly enjoy ourselves, you know, safely. And April 1st, I'm calling it the People Power Powwow, you know, so please have a powwow.
Hey, I want to get with you and promote that, man. I want to help you promote that. That's a great exercise of liberty.
Absolutely.
And
you should kill it with the last word, so.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, all I have to say is taxation is theft.
Yeah, that's all I need to hear. Shit, all right. A round of applause for you.
I'll see you guys next time.
All right, what's love to you, man?
Taxation is theft.
Please, at least leave us alone in our living room.
My job is to find the truth.
Double the taxes.
I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Triple the taxes.
This is an IRS agent's dream.
If you think that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourself.
Beautiful, lovely taxes.
Sorry, but I don't do taxes.
Did you see the memo about this?
The government is a greedy piglet.
Just leave us alone.
Do you know what Ralph just said?
The roads.